Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's going to be a great day. You know why? It's going to be a great day because we're going to make it a great day. We're going to do it together because we're better together. Friends, our quote of the day, if you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. That is by Dolly Parton, the queen. I got to sit and have dinner with another queen. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But if you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. Interesting. Kelsey, when does Marie Forleo air?
Oh, she aired yesterday, Maria.
Oh, she did. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. So friends, if you didn't listen yesterday, you can start paving your new road.
That's right.
With everything that Marie Forleo is teaching us in yesterday's episode. So make sure you guys check that out. If you didn't get to listen to it yesterday, there's also a free offer inside that episode for you to get a business school class that will help you transform your current business or help you actually build your future business, coming from a pro who's helped build 80,000 businesses from all the people she's coached. So take a look at that or take a listen to that, depending on where you like to consume. In the meantime, welcome to the show to any new listeners. Thanks for being with us. We like to learn here. We like to know better to get better, and we do it together. Bringing in amazing experts that just blow our minds on the regular. Today, I'm actually going to be talking about an amazing event that I got to go to this weekend that kind of blew my mind with so many self-made women that just were so inspiring or have been inspiring to me forever. And it was pretty freaking cool. So Kelsey, you know, I go to events all the time.
Yep.
Whether I like it or not, I usually don't like going to them.
Right. Like you usually will have an okay time when you're there, but it's like, it's the act of going.
It's the act. It's having to like get, you know, all gussied up, which I've tried in recent years to realize what a privilege it is to have to get gussied up, right? And so I think when you've done it for so many years, you get kind of burnt out. But also, like, they can be a little awkward. And, you know, it just, I never really fully feel comfortable at events. I don't know how else to describe it. I bet other people don't either if I ask them. And being an interviewer, that's probably the only question I've never asked anybody.
That's funny, but I get it. It's not like you're really going with a bunch of your friends. It usually is people that you like, you know, but you're not super close with. And so you don't really know the vibe or it's hard. And it's a lot of energy. You have to be on.
That's the thing. And that's what Judy Orloff taught us in, deep in the library. If you listen to Judy Orloff, Surviving or Thriving as an Empath, she talks about how she can't be in big spaces. And I'm like, oh my God, me too. I didn't realize that's what it is. So I do better in intimate scenarios. I feel more comfortable there. And so on Saturday night, Anastasia of Anastasia Beverly Hills, the eyebrow guru, the makeup guru, through an intimate dinner party for 25. She called it 25 Icons. And it was to celebrate her 25th anniversary of her brand. And I've been friends with Anastasia for, gosh, maybe 2 decades. I've been interviewing her for the shows and all of that for years, going into her Beverly Hills salon and having her do my eyebrows. And she is a self-made billionaire. I mean, her company is worth $1 billion or more. And she came from Romania with nothing and started something. And she's just such a role model because she's worked so hard and didn't cut any corners. Like, she really just made it by being a good person and working really hard, similar to her other guest, Oprah, that was there, who I've also always admired because she did it the honest kind of hard way. And so Anastasia, it's funny, I'll tell you how I met her first. She was at kind of one of those gifting suites. Back in the day, gifting suites at events were really big. So you'd have like the Grammys coming up and they'd have gifting suites leading up to it where we would go and brands that wanted us to know about their brands and they wanted us to social about their brands and all these things or where their brands would be there to give us stuff. And she was there and she was like, "You, I've been waiting to get my hands on you. Get in the chair." And I remember just getting in the chair and being like, "Oh my God, oh my God." And she wanted to do my eyebrows. And I never let anyone touch my eyebrows.
Yeah, that's stressful.
Kelsey?
No, I would have been very stressed out by that.
I've never let anyone touch my eyebrows because back in the day when Kate Moss and that whole skinny eyebrow Pamela Anderson came in, I had a woman at church. Her name was Poppy. She pulled me aside and she said, "Whatever you do, never let anyone touch your eyebrows." And I always listened to my elders. Thank God I did. So when she put me in this chair and she's starting to like do stuff to my eyebrows, I was like, "Please, dear God, let this be the woman they call Anastasia." I didn't know. I was just new in town. And I wasn't sure if it was her, but I was like, "Please God, let it be her. Cause I know she knows what she's doing."
That's crazy.
So she did them. They looked amazing and has been doing them ever since. And this is a woman who never says no, unless your eyebrows aren't ready. She'll say that, but, whether it's
not ready for what? She's not done.
Well, so someone in their speech at the dinner was like, you know, "Anastasia's never said no. She's always been there for everybody." And Heidi Klum raised her hand. She goes, "She said no once to me." And like the whole room like looks at Heidi and we're like, "Oh God, what is she going to say?" And she's like, "I got in the chair." And she's like, "No, I'm not touching this. Go home and let them grow out. And then I'm doing my work."
Hilarious.
So it was really funny, but you know, she is a hustler. She is, she's positive. She loves what she does. And, you know, when people get success, sometimes they get very egotistical. They get cocky. They get too comfy. Now they don't need to do that person anymore because they're like, she wouldn't need to do me anymore, let's say, because she's doing Michelle Obama and Kim Kardashian and, you know, J-Lo, right? A lot of people start to forget certain people in the journey. She's not like that. She always would seize every opportunity. I remember when she was building her makeup line, she was so smart and she sent every makeup artist, every talent, loads of product so that everyone would see that product on their table or on their counter. She was never cheap. She always invested in herself. And she just was such an incredibly hard worker. And I've had her on the show. You can dig into the archives. I can't wait till Apple Podcasts someday has a feature where you can just search a name.
Well, fun fact, you actually can on Spotify.
You can?
Yeah, I did a story a couple kind of like a month ago. I'll show you guys again. It's like on Spotify. If you pull it down on our feed, you can search the person's name, which
is
a game changer. Yeah.
How could Apple not follow suit fast? That's crazy. Search and you can listen to Anastasia because she had such great advice then and it's all timeless. It was probably like 2 years ago I had her on the show. I've had her on the show a bunch of times. Anyhow, so let's get to the good stuff. So that's my little back history with Anastasia. And she's such a woman's woman. Like, she's just awesome. So we go to her house, and she has this like beautiful house and this beautiful, like almost like entryway of just flowers so that we could all take pictures in front of. I don't know if that's why, but it was just there. And we were all to come solo because it was just 25 of us to celebrate her 25th anniversary. So no guests, which, by the way, if you're planning a party, especially with women, I feel like it's really nice to have to come alone because it forces you to talk to other people rather than just staying in your little clique. You're forced to open up to everyone. And you're also like a teeny tiny bit vulnerable. So it somehow adds to the environment and makes it like warmer, which is so cool. So we get there and it was, you know, I'll give you the guest list because the guest list was pretty, pretty awesome. We had Alessandra Ambrosio, Ashley Tisdale, Cindy Crawford, Heidi Klum, Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Alba, Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Lori Harvey, Oprah. Did I mention Oprah? My hero, Priyanka Chopra, Rita Wilson, Sharon Stone, Sofia Vergara, and then some really cool women that have been important on Anastasia's journey. The CMO of Sephora, Artemis Patrick, who was so cool, by the way, and we just geeked out on makeup. Debbie Trish, she's the EVP of Nordstrom. Kelly Coffey, the CEO of City National Bank. And Mina Flynn, who is the partner at Goldman Sachs. She has a $1 billion fund that invests in women. She was super cool. And then Monica Arnotto, who is the CMO of Ulta Beauty. So some really incredible women that were so awesome to connect with. And of course, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get like a great outfit for this. So I went shopping and got a great outfit. You can check it out on Instagram.
I was obsessed.
I was like, if I don't spend on this night, I don't know when I'm going to spend. And it was just so lovely. And it's funny because before I went in, Kevin goes, Marie, you're going to help a lot of people tonight with their health. I'm like, what are you talking about? And sometimes it's weird. I feel like Kevin's like a little psychic. And so I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know what I'm saying. And so I went in, and then of course, soon after, I'm talking to everybody about their health stuff. And I'm starting to say, you know, you need to do Dr. Joe, you need Elisa Vitti, you need Dr. Allison, like you need all these people. And it was really cool because he was right. And, you know, I always find when I'm helping other people, I'm really helping myself too. It's almost like they say, when you volunteer, you know, that really is the gift for you. You know, it's really more of a selfish act. So it was an interesting experience. Cause I was like, wait, I need to be doing this. I forgot about this. Or I forgot about that.
I love it. Cause I'm also sure it was like, you didn't think about it because you're so passionate about it. It's probably just like started flowing out of you. And then after the fact, you're like, oh wait, yeah, Kevin was right. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like when you're passionate about something and you love something, it's like you don't even think that you're doing it consciously. It's like,
yeah,
someone tells you something, you're like, oh, you need X, Y, Z. And then you're like, oh, wait, yeah, I am helping a lot of people with their health. That's wild.
Deep in. I was like, oh, my God, wait, he was right. That was so weird.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
But they had like this long dinner table with so many flowers on it. And they had, instead of name cards, this was so cool, they had an artist drew photos of us in gowns. And so you knew where you were sitting because you would just look for yourself. And there were some beautiful toasts to Anastasia. Kris Jenner had a beautiful toast where she talked about how much Anastasia was instrumental in their success. Because listen, friends, you can't do it alone. You need help. And Anastasia was able to help you know, with their brands and deals and things like that. And Chris was like, you'll never know how grateful we are for all that you did for us. And she's crying. And then Sharon Stone gives this beautiful speech to Oprah, because at the same time we were celebrating Oprah's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Which was so cool. So we had a cake for Oprah. I was at breakfast. This is so weird. I was at breakfast that day when I got the invite. And I said, okay, so cool, Saturday night, and we're doing a cake for Oprah. And I said that out loud without even realizing. And there were people around me and I go, oh my God, I think I look like that person. And I didn't even mean it.
Oh no.
So anyway, we had a cake for Oprah and Sharon Stone gave her this beautiful speech about how, you know, how much she's helped the world and how much she's helped all of us, you know, women to feel like empowered and to know that we can do it and all of this. And so she was giving a great speech. I feel like someone else did as well. I can't remember. J-Lo. Yeah. J-Lo gave a beautiful speech to Anastasia about how when she first moved to LA, you know, she didn't have her family here and Anastasia was her family and helped her through so many things. And that's just who she is. She's so warm and so loving. And even J-Lo was getting emotional. It was really beautiful. So many beautiful tributes. But then so when I first saw Oprah, she was coming over to say hi to like my group. And I just like jumped on her. I'm like, hi.
Does she love it?
Like, she was probably like, what a weirdo. I'm like, I was like, oh, Mike, I'm Maria. I'm like, I interviewed you once very briefly, which I've interviewed her, I think, one other time very briefly on a carpet, but it was election night. That was the night that was like super important. And I was telling her about it and how, you know, the whole story, I was telling her about it. Anyway, after all the toasts and all of that, I didn't want to like get up and say anything there. But, cause also I didn't want this to come off in a negative way for anybody either. But what I've always thought about Oprah, aside from the obvious and the everything that she is, what's always struck me, and this is what I said to her, I said, you know, I just wanted to share something with you. I know everybody was sharing inside, but I want to thank you for letting me know that I could make it in this business the honest way. And I can make it in this business without, you know, sleeping with anybody or without, you know, having the pitfalls of Hollywood with drugs and whatever. I'm so grateful that you led by example and showed me that hard work and being a good person and caring for others is the way. And she was like holding my hands and she was like, thank you for honoring me. And she was just so, so nice, so grateful and gracious. And she's like, you know, it is hard. She's like, but you can do it. And I'm like, yeah, I did. I go, not on your level. I go, no one will ever be you. I go, but on my, you know, little part of the world, I did. I made it and I did it the honest way. And I'm grateful for you. And so it was really cool, like to even get a moment with her like that. So that post will be up shortly.
That's wild. That's like, how did you feel after chatting with her? Is she just like just, is her energy just like ridiculous? Like, is she just such a, like, is she just Oprah? Like, I don't even know how.
She's,
I don't even
so
know how
cool.
Feel.
Like, she's just chill. Like, I was like trying to figure out what would I say to her? How do you right. not say something to her? And Kevin's like, Maria, everything's been said to her. Everyone says she's the queen. Everyone says she's changed your life. Everyone says this and that. And then it hit me as I was sitting there in silence at the dinner. Oh, I know what to say to her. And I don't know if anyone's ever said that to her.
Yeah, I feel like that's really beautiful. Like I'm sure she felt like very seen, because I doubt anyone has ever said that to her. It's like a very, I don't know, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really nice. So we had a really nice dinner and a really nice like night. And I said to Anastasia after, I go, it was the most genuine event I've been to in Hollywood. You know, I've gone to events and everyone like blows smoke up each other's ass and they're this and that. This was like everyone was pouring their hearts out because this woman has been so great to everybody. And And everyone's so inspired by her. And she's just so real. Like Anastasia is still that like poor Romanian girl inside who's still hustling and still building and still growing and still learning. All of her success hasn't shaded her even like one bit. She's just that same person. And that's rare to see. And she's very protective of everybody and very loving. So it was one of the most genuine events I've ever been to. And everyone had, you know, their vulnerability kind of laid out on the table. And it was a really special group. It was really nice. Chatted with Jessica Alba for a bit. Priyanka Chopra, who we had on the show recently or last year, I think. Mm-hmm. She had really great advice in that episode as well.
Oh, she did. She had some really, I use that all the time, the Be Like Water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had, because it was her memoir. It's Bruce Lee's advice, but she would say that her dad always told her that. We'll link that for you guys. It's a really great episode.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps this bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios.
Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
All right, we are back. Queens, you got any questions?
You know, something that I want to know that Caroline and I were just chatting about, I feel like in this industry, it's hard to sometimes like maintain those friendships. You guys are all so busy. Everyone's doing their thing. So I wonder, like, for Anastasia, it's like, how do you know, like, how she does it? Like, maintain these, because these women all seem like they, like, you guys love and adore her and are very close with her, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like, she's so busy. How does she do that?
I think it's like anything, you have to just put in the work, right? Mm. It's like people say relationships are work. It doesn't mean just your husband, wife, or, you know, partner or whatever. They're all work. You see me, I try to throw parties so I can get everybody together. I try to be there for people at their big events. Anastasia was awarded an award. She asked me to come speak. I think you came with me to that, didn't you?
No.
Was it you? Oh, no, somebody else came with me. So you just try to be there for people, but we also all understand that we're all hustling to do something great. And we're really busy with our worlds and our businesses. So we don't have to see each other all the time to know that we're there for each other. And that's a good friend.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Was there anyone at the event that you were like, had a great conversation with that, it like maybe not surprised you, but you were just like, dang, that was besides Oprah, that you were like, that was a really good conversation.
Besides Oprah, Jessica Alba and I had a really great convo, because we were in the Fantastic Four together, and that was like 20 years ago. And I said, you know, Kevin always just said she was a baller back then. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you took us out to dinner, the whole cast, and you said, I need to teach you guys about French food. And she took us to this really nice French restaurant. It was teaching us about French food and just already taking the lead back then. And then he reminded me at the premiere. So the premiere was at the Statue of Liberty and in New York. And she looked at Kevin and she goes, are you proud of your wife? Like, just like so serious.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
She's very, very much about women and empowering women. And so we had a nice chat. She was laughing. She's like, what a little shit I was back then.
I love that.
Yeah. But as I looked around, I'm like, gosh, all these women are so accomplished and they've all worked so hard to build their businesses and to make their dreams come true. So it was a really inspiring night. You know, and I was just definitely filled with a lot of warmth after it.
I love that. I think my last question would be, because kind of what you just said, everyone, they're so successful. What do you think, is there a common theme among these women and like among y'all who are so successful that's like the key to it that you would say?
Hard work. Mm. For sure. Just hard work, putting in the time and putting in the time that other people don't want to put in, unfortunately, right? Everybody wants to make it. It's just who's willing to really sacrifice. And all of those women have sacrificed. I mean, I never went to a wedding, you know, it's like, I missed every wedding. I missed every baby shower. I missed every big event. But I was there for people when they needed me. I would be there for the, you know, that stuff, the other stuff, I couldn't be there. I had to work. Can't ask for a day off when you're hosting. Like, nobody can replace you, and you don't want someone to replace you technically either.
Right, right.
That's always been something, is like, you take a day off and someone comes in and does your job, you have to worry that they're going to do it better than you. So you better be amazing at what you do.
Yeah.
Because somebody comes in and then they get a taste of someone else and they're like, oh, wait, this person actually is better than that person. Maybe we need to make a change. And so all of these women work really, really hard, and they understand the value of being there for each other in those critical kind of moments and sharing and helping. You know, I mean, Kim has been queen of sharing everything, being open about everything. And so Heidi Klum, I remember at the Golden Globe, she grabbed an agent and she was like, you are not doing enough for her. She should be a bigger superstar, blah, blah, blah. Like, went at this guy for me. And so just a lot of really awesome women. And I was really grateful to be in their company and to have been friends with a lot of them for so many years. I mean, all of these women have been in my circle for 20 years.
Wow. That's so cool. Yeah, that's cool. We were just looking at the group picture. So cute.
I know. I didn't get the group picture in time to post it, but I will grab it and put it up on my stories, or maybe Carolina will find it and put it in my stories for me. But that is it for me today. Quick chat show for you guys, a little inside baseball for all of you. But I think the moral of the story is, and I never, you know, I think it's really hard to believe sometimes that you can make it in this world with just that recipe of working hard and being a good person and caring for others. Because when you care for others, they're going to care back. And maybe a few won't, but a lot will, and they'll remember you for it. And in life, like, really, you know, think about the movie It's a Wonderful Life. I think about it all the time. You know, being rich in friends is really the most special thing. So, you know, just know that you can make it and you can do really wildly successful things with just some hard work, humility, kindness, and caring for each other. So I will leave you with that. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.